Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Thursday's episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we're here with some non-scale wins and a Dear DSD and just to brighten up your day. What's going on, Sammy?
Well, we just finished recording with Jared, so that was fun. I'm leaving for Colorado in a few hours, which I talked about on that episode.
So you're already in Colorado.
I'm in Colorado.
Right now.
Yes.
And are you having fun?
It's great. You know, I'll let you know how the transit is in a few weeks.
Oh yeah. I'm excited to hear about your transit anxiety and hopefully it goes well. I can't believe you guys are driving. Are you taking turns?
Yeah, of course. Imagine if I was just like, you must drive the whole time.
Is there like a schedule?
No.
And it's 3 days. How long is the drive if you did it straight through?
Like 35 hours. But you can't do that in...
Like, you obviously can't do that. No.
No. I suggested it, but I don't think it will be a good idea.
No.
Because then you're driving in the dark. So.
And no, that's dangerous. It's so dangerous.
Yeah. So we're doing 2 stops in hotels.
And it's as that you're doing like a road trip or you just didn't want to fly?
No, we didn't want to fly. Also, there's just like, we're going for 5 weeks. So we have like so much shit with us. It's not like a 1 week vacay.
Oh my God, I didn't know you were going for 5 weeks.
Did you not? Really?
I had no idea. No.
How long did you think I was going for?
Like a week.
No, we are not driving. We are not.
So you're moving to Colorado.
I'm moving to Colorado. Yeah, exactly. Because we're not just going for a week. We're going for like, we're bringing the dogs. So it's like, we're really staying there. So it's.
So dogs in a car?
Yeah. In transit.
Driving in a car with dogs.
Yeah. That's riding in cars with dogs.
Jeez. Wow. All right. Well, can't wait to see. I'm sure I'm going to see it on Insta story. That sounds fun. Wait, where are you staying in Colorado? Or are you making several?
We're staying in like a random ski town near like Denver. The condo is on a golf course. So
play some golf.
And there's like a ski mountain. Like, no, there's a ski mountain like 5 minutes away. So
are you going to go skiing?
That's like the whole point of this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do remember you love skiing and talk about how you got better and better. And
the other day was my 10-year anniversary of the first time I ever skied. Jordana sent me a photo of me carrying my skis down.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, congrats. All right. I'm excited for you to,
thank you.
You know, have a change of scenery.
Do you have any updates? No.
I've been making a lot of avocado toast. That's literally my only update. Just been, oh, wait, I have a massive update. I bought a Peloton treadmill.
That is a pretty big update.
I have been wanting this treadmill for 6 months. I finally decided to buy it. I went to the showroom. I've just been like trying to convince myself. Oh yeah, I went to the showroom. It's great. We make an appointment, one person per appointment. And you know, I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is going to be it. So I'm excited. It's come. It said like 8 to 10 weeks, but mine's coming in a month. So
life changing.
Been thinking about this so long. Like when I wanted a house back like a year ago, I still want one. But when I was like actually considering buying one, I still am. But whatever. Yeah. All I was thinking about, oh, where am I going to put my Peloton treadmill?
It's so interesting. Like I never think about like exercise equipment.
You know, it's
like
weird.
That. I don't have any.
It's weird. I love it. I used to think it was a weird thing. Like as an adult, like I remember my mom bought an elliptical. She kept it in the corner of like our den. Yeah.
It's not weird.
No, but it's like a strange like 90s thing. And now it's, do you know what I mean? Like the elliptical.
No, but it's not. It's like every, it's.
The elliptical is like such a ski movement. Yeah. And then now it's like cool because of, you know, like at Peloton, home working Peloton out.
Commercials.
Yeah. And how everybody works out at home now.
So that'll be fun. That's exciting. I like looking forward to a delivery.
I'm very excited. Yeah. And it's coming on Rusty's birthday. And he's like, wow.
Perfect.
Great gift for me.
He's like, I'm so excited.
Well, he is. He was like, he's not like a big spinner. And we got the bike. I convinced him. He's like, you're not even going to go on it. And I was like, well, bitch, I'm going to be on it. And guess who loves the bike so much? He wanted to upgrade us to the plus, but we're waiting. He loves it so much. He's like, oh, you go on the tread. I'm not going to do it. I'm like, just watch this transition, how you're going to.
He's going to go on it. Yeah.
Totally. Anyway, you want to do a non-scale win? Listener non-scale win first?
Yes. Hey, Sammy, Aileen, love the pod, especially how you both are bringing intuitive eating mainstream and distancing from toxic diet culture. I have a non-scale win to share. Pre-COVID, I was going to the gym almost every day wearing leggings and tight Lululemon racer backs. Flash forward to now, I've transitioned to home workouts only. I started to notice how I was having a bad body image day. Wearing the skin tight top would take a toll. I would suck in or do a lot of body checks in the mirror. I gave away a lot of my tight tops and bought a bunch of racer backs that are flowy, and the difference in my attitude / mindset is huge. I don't have to be thinking about my stomach constantly, and honestly, it has freed up a lot of mental space. Know this sounds like a small insignificant change, but wanted to share.
No, that's big. That's you listened to what you needed and did what was right for you, and that's great. It's so intuitive. Like intuitive doesn't have to be like about eating. Yeah. It's about just like listening to how you feel and like making changes to make you feel the best in that moment. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Do we have non-scale wins?
I have a win.
Okay, good.
Mine's a food related win. And yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, I did something that I've never done before. Well, I know I say that actually a lot, and it's not true. Like, I've done those things that I say, and I'm very dramatic, but I really don't think that I have done this before, which is I went in my freezer and I took out a new pint of ice cream, like I'm trying different flavors, and I didn't look at the nutrition label. I just took out like what I wanted to eat and put it away, and then like that was it. I noticed I did it after I put it away. I was like, oh my God, this is like the first time I'm like really eating based on what I like want to eat rather than like what I think I should eat based on the serving size or calories. Even now though, like I don't, gentle nutrition, it's good if you're ready to know at least what like the nutrition is of that. But I was like, I'm not eating this ice cream for my nutrition.
I'm never going to check on that shit. Yeah. Like
I'm not, no, but it's like a thing. It's when you're buying in a store, when you're choosing between A or B and like that, if you read that part of the book, like, but you have to be ready. That's the last part of the book. You know, you have to have like very much peace with food, but if you're choosing between A and B and you're like, oh, I'm buying this for the protein, let me see, or I'm buying this to see like what ingredients are in it so that it's a little bit less processed maybe, then you might choose A or B. But that again is at the very last stage. So I realize I'm not eating this ice cream for the fucking nutrition. I'm just like, I want some sweet ice cream and I want this flavor. And it was great.
Right. That is great. I mean, here's the thing. We're never going to forget the nutrition labels of things. Like I will never need to reference a nutrition label to know generally the ballpark of calories, what's in it, I know in my head enough of those things. It's always going to be there. It's just like, how much is it driving a decision or like driving a guilt from a decision or something like that.
Right. Absolutely. And like how he said in the very beginning, like the impetus or sort of that thing that's always in the back of my mind of like why I've chosen to do intuitive eating or like heal is because like having all that knowledge hasn't really helped me. You know, I'm still in the same fucking place. And no matter how much I know about every single food and what's in it, it hasn't really helped me much. So Yeah, that's my win. What's yours?
So I think I did this one either 2 weeks ago, or I don't remember if it was last week's Thursday episode, my attempt at like posing and like feeling my body so that I can like try to be happy with it. I really, really am struggling with it, but I am still trying. So my win is that I'm still trying to like push past the difficulty I'm having.
Can you remind everybody what you're talking about?
So my win like a few weeks ago was like, when I was thinner, I used to take like photos of myself and be like excited to photograph myself in outfits and like want to like capture in photos what I looked like, or even just in the mirror looking at clothes. But since I've gained weight, I don't really like enjoy that as much because I feel like I just feel self-conscious and uncomfortable with it, like just admittedly. And so I started trying to think like, okay, well, when I used to like take photos of myself, I used to try to do like a good pose and like look like good and sexy and like just
to reflect how you feel.
Right. To reflect like how I felt. So I was trying to sort of do that in this body, like now, to try to, I guess, like get used to seeing my body at this weight as more beautiful or be happier with it. So that's what I'm continuing to try to do. It's very hard to come to terms with just sort of how ingrained it is to only like myself in a smaller body. And I'm trying to reverse that so that my acceptance of myself is not conditional on a certain weight.
It's so hard. I mean, you and I were texting about that when we were like looking through pictures to post for our 10-year, like celebrating the fact that we like started this company 10 years ago and just like celebrating our friendship and like finding pictures of the three of us and going through my whole phone and, and my phone is like the journey of my like literal weight gain, loss,
fluctuation,
like my wedding, a whole year and a half of wedding stuff is there.
Plus prior weight losses. It wasn't just what the, since we started this podcast, there were weight fluctuations before the podcast even existed. Like,
I know. It's great. And it's weird to also see like it in your phone and then maybe like the Facetune version of it on your phone, you know, like seeing all the different versions. Yeah. And that's also like what I like to remind myself is like this, the picture you posted or whatever was not real too. Like back in the day, I haven't Facetuned a fucking picture in so long. I'm so proud of myself.
Same.
But it was just really difficult to like go through that and say, I'm okay now, right?
Yeah, it was really difficult.
And you and I talked about how like it's hard to not say like, oh, why can't
I wish I was skinny. That's what it brings up. It does.
Right. And you're just like, ugh, these outfits are cuter. Like you could sense the confidence. But again, the thing that I kept reminding myself when I was doing that was just like, but I was a different person. Like my values changed. And like, I'm now learning how to still wear those same cute outfits for the body I have now.
Right.
Rather than living by this like fate, this like false rule of all outfits can only be cute when you're smaller and you must hide now. So that's a different mindset completely because I wasn't thinking that then.
Yeah. Like I kept trying to ask myself, like, do you actually think that you look better or are you just brainwashed by like the society that you grew up in that told you that? And I literally try to sit there and I'm like, do I actually think that this looks better or am I just used to that being the better?
Or is that something that you're just like, I wanted this so bad and now I got it. How could I not think that it is better?
There was definitely like a lot of, but you didn't think you looked good then either also. Right. Cause even as I'm looking at that, there's not one picture that embodies a mindset where I was like, you look good. You made it. Like not in a single photo.
Right.
Even my favorite photos, I know that I was thinking I still need to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah. I texted you this, that like the best thing about gaining weight after your wedding is going back and seeing how many more pictures you like. Because when I looked at them right after, right, I was like, no, I don't look good. I don't look good. Okay, this one is acceptable. But now I'm just like, wow, the whole album is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And you've heard me, everyone heard me complain about my wedding photos. And now I'm like, oh, you look amazing. You're so beautiful.
Exactly. That's the upside.
Right. That is the upside. But then I'm like, I guess I've never been acceptable to myself. So clearly it's not the weight, it's the mindset.
100%.
So that's my status.
Okay. Well,
we're together in the status.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Should we do a Dear DST?
Let's do a Dear DST. I'll read this one this
time. Okay. Great.
Dear Sammy and Aileen, thank you for this podcast. It's my fave. Love you guys. I have literally listened to the podcast since the beginning and have kind of been on the same roller coaster as you guys. Roller coaster is really the right way to describe this.
Yeah, it's just in a lot of ways.
Always trying to figure out what diet is finally going to work. Why do I fluctuate 10 pounds from eating clean to eating all the things because I fell off the wagon?
She really is on our roller coaster. Yeah.
I haven't been on a roller coaster. I really want to start intuitive eating, because I'm so sick of trying to get back on that diet. I was supposed to get married last September, but postponed to June. I'm 32 and want to get on with my life. So we're probably going to have a baby and get married in 2022. Anyway, I bought the book. It's coming. And I'm curious if you have any pointers on where to start. I feel very anxious about weight gain and trying to change all my food rules that I didn't even know I had until you guys talked about them. I'm worried all I will want to do is eat sugar and desserts and carbs, aka everything in sight, and just gain like 30 pounds. What about like a trainer? Do I just tell them I'm doing my own thing? I don't want to change my physique. I know change is 90% diet. I feel so torn. I've been weighing my food and counting macros for years, and it's just never worked out. Thanks in advance, lost betch. Damn, exactly.
Really. Well, I feel like everything we just said is kind of the answer to this email.
But where she should start?
Well, she's saying, where should I, chapter one, like I think you should read the book, because I think like number one is understanding what intuitive eating really is, at least in like a full sense, because it's beyond just eating the sugar, desserts, carbs, everything in sight and the weight gain. Like there's a difference when you approach it, like I'm just doing it, just doing the steps versus like almost therapeutically approaching the steps. The other piece is that like, I question, because she's going to have a baby and then get married, like that's a lot of weight centric. And I mean, it's so sad that milestones in women's lives are like sort of marked by what will the weight be, just in general, but that does make it complicated. Well, I feel like maybe instead of working with a trainer, maybe work with an intuitive eating therapist who can help you through what is probably going to be quite a challenging time while you're having a baby, and then you're probably going to want to like lose the baby weight. Is what I assume she's getting at.
I actually think this is the right time to get this in order before you have a baby and before you get married, because if you like your mindset, because you're changing your mindset, if that's really what you want to do, like we're not here to like say this is the way, Mandalorian, like there is no way, it's what you want to do, right? So if you truly feel like you can't do another diet, like that has to be how you feel before you like are actually ready to do intuitive eating, because the whole thing is like ditching the diet mentality. That's what we both said. Like I can't, it doesn't work. Losing weight, right. Losing weight by this like strict diet, yo-yo diet mentality hasn't worked for me clearly. So what's the next thing? What will work? And you have to define for yourself what it means for something to work. So if it means for you still to lose weight and be at a smaller weight, then it's not intuitive eating. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. I think that I agree. I agree with that. If you want to understand better what intuitive eating, the journey will look like, I think she should read the book. And then I think she should have a consultation with an intuitive eating therapist. Just so that not like a therapist or dietitian, so that she can maybe like understand what it involves and potentially have a guide for her. I think it's really like, especially because she's going through so many other things, I really think that having someone guide her would help if that's what she wants to do.
I mean, right. But if it is something that you do want to do, and where do you start? Say you couldn't get a therapist, say that's not in your kind of thing, budget, or it's not something you can do. You could also pair the book with the workbook. By the way, we get no money from this. I'm just saying that I've heard that it works for a lot of people, because it like helps you, that becomes your guide. But there's no harm in just reading it, even if you're not ready, you know? There is no harm. When I started working with Elise Resch, she's one of the co-authors, I read the book already, but she first asked me and was like, do you ever think that you want to go on a diet again? Like, she's like, there's lots of people come to me and they're like, you know, I'm thinking about going to weight, I'm back on Weight Watchers in like a month after I have my baby, like that kind of thing. And so like that person I know isn't really ready for it. So once we got through that, she was like, okay, I don't go by the way that the book goes. I go by the first thing you focus on is like determining whether what you're eating is satisfying to you. Like, do you find satisfaction from what you're eating? Every meal, are you satisfied by this meal? That doesn't mean every meal has to be amazing, but are you eating what you want to be eating? So it's like the practice is like going back to go within yourself rather than focusing on the external. Like, are you eating this because you should be eating it because, you know, it's part of some plan somebody once made you that you downloaded, or someone on Instagram told you you need to be eating this, or some diet told you need to be eating this, or are you eating this because you truly want to be eating this? It's sort of like the story I told about the ice cream. Like, I genuinely went within and put in what ice cream I thought I wanted to eat rather than what was dictated by the serving size. And who knows, maybe I took less than the serving size, right? Like, that's in the end of the day, or maybe I took double. Like, the point is I took what I wanted, and it doesn't mean I have to finish it either. So, like,
right.
The focus first is on the satisfaction piece. Are you eating what you want to be eating? Are you happy with what you're eating? And after being on diets forever, you might have to do a lot of exploration into finding what you like. Like Sammy and I talked about that. It takes a while to determine what you actually like. What you like. And I do have to say, I've noticed so much more these days than back in the day, like when I wasn't doing intuitive eating. If anytime Rusty had food, I wanted like a bite. I've always wanted a bite. He's like, do you want a bite? I'm like, yes, give me another one.
Yeah.
These days, he's like, you want this? I'm like, no. I say no
yeah.
all the time, all the time. And he's always like kind of shocked. And it's because I truly know what I'm eating is what I want to be eating. I don't need his food. I can get that another time when I want it, but I know that I don't right. want it. It's very fascinating to see the small changes and how they like come to be once you've been doing this for a while.
It's true. And it gets easier. It gets like you become more in tune with your desires, and it just becomes more of a reflex to actually ask yourself if you want it. And the practice of intuitive eating is figuring out what those signals are.
Mm-hmm. And like where those signals are coming from. Like, are they coming from like a place of shame or guilt? Or are they coming from a place of, yeah, are they coming from a place of hunger? Are they coming from a place of emotion? Like, are you eating to cope? Those are all like real things to figure out. But I don't know. I know you're lost, but I don't worry. Like, it's not a, you won't be.
It's okay to be a lot,
it's
to
okay.
be lost.
You know, many people are lost, you know, about a lot of different things, but you getting married and having a baby, those are all amazing things. And getting just figuring out what you want for yourself is also an amazing thing. It's just sometimes it's a little scary, I would say. Right.
Yes, very, very scary, very uncomfortable, very confusing.
But we're here. We heal for you.
Yeah, for you. We heal for you.
All right. Well, guys, email us your dear DSTs. We hope that was helpful. DST@betches.com. As Jared told us, we should say, guys, this is a short episode. Share it with your friends. Just share it. You know, these are really shareable episodes. Put it on your story. Text a friend. It's really easy. You just press that little share button. It's a little square, you know, with an arrow, and you just go, boop, send to your most recent person you've been talking to. We all know how Apple works. And
I feel like we were in a really vulnerable conversation in this one. At least I felt.
You felt vulnerable.
I felt vulnerable saying that I miss being skinny, because I feel like I feel guilty saying that.
Oh, you know, I found this account actually, and I can't remember what it was, but a common feeling for people who have had eating disorders is saying that they not only miss being skinny, they miss their eating disorder. They miss it. They miss that control. They miss
the high of like only having like beating your calorie count and looking at it. Mm-hmm. I miss that. But I feel guilty saying it.
I think that's normal.
Right.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Everybody feels it. You know, everybody's thinking about how we can get the thinnest possible. It's not crazy that you've been thinking that your whole life and all of a sudden you're like, I miss that. You know, it's, yeah, it's not crazy. It just shows that you're kind of in a different place now.
It's that's right. Yes.
All right. Well, guys, go share this again. Share Sammy being vulnerable. Share me being vulnerable. Share Lost Betch being vulnerable. And rate, review, subscribe. Follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Follow at Sammy. Follow at Aileen. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Betches.